Men's Mental Health Week is coming to an end, but advocates want to educate Aussies about how to keep the conversation going. Courtney Thomas reports.
Advocates are using Men's Health Week to remind Australians about the importance of having healthy conversations about men's health, especially your mental health. A recent study by Movember found more than half of Aussie men have not been asked about how they're doing amid the coronavirus pandemic. As Australia continues to head into its recession, experts warn Aussies about the importance of checking in on the men in their lives. Director of Men's Health Information Resource Centre, Dr. Neil Hall, says men face a range of health issues in Australia, including increased risk of cancer, work-related accidents and ill mental health.
Men on average have a life expectancy about 4.5 years shorter than a woman. More men tend to die of cancer than women do. About 95% of work-related accidents occur to men. Most alarmingly, I guess, if you look at the suicide statistics, of the 8 people that complete suicide every day, 6 of those are men. So they're suiciding and taking their own lives at 3 times the rate that women are.
Dr. Hall says COVID-19 has had a detrimental effect on the health of men in Australia.
The pandemic has caused a number of areas of concern, particularly around unemployment, particularly the isolation that's come from the social distancing. It's put extra pressure on relationships. For separated dads, for example, it's often meant that they're having less access with their children. And so, you know, a lot of those pressures are building up. I mean, they're there to start with, but I think the pandemic has heightened some of those things at the same time.
He says unemployment in particular has potential harmful effects on men and their mental health.
About 65% of people who attempt suicide are not employed at the time, so there's something big going on there. Obviously, having a job gives you an opportunity for financial stability, gives you an opportunity for connecting with other people. It also gives you a sort of a sense of meaning and purpose that takes you beyond yourself.
CEO of Australian Men's Health Forum, Glenn Poole, says Australia has a lot to do to improve the health of its male population.
Australia is one of the healthiest countries in the world, so in many ways we're doing great compared to the rest of the world, but then we're not doing as good as we could be. We know, for example, that men die on average 6 years younger than women. You know, that's a key sign that we're not doing as well as we could in terms of physical health. And then the big one in terms of mental health is that 6 men a day in Australia die of suicide, and 3 out of 4 suicides are men.
Mr. Poole also says many of the services we invest in are targeted mostly toward women.
The question that we need to ask ourselves is, what more can we do provide a system that helps to improve men's health? Because we know that when you deliver health programs in places like workplaces or sports grounds, if you make GPs' surgeries open after 5 p.m. when more blokes are around, that more men will engage in their health. We've known this for years, and Men's Health Week is really about focusing on that. How do we get the whole system of health working better for men?
He also says older and working-aged men, Indigenous and Torres Strait Islanders, and those who identify as the LGBTQI+, are the most vulnerable.
We know, for example, that when there was the global financial crash in Europe, that there was a massive increase in suicides, and 85% of those excess suicides was in men. So if we are now going into a period where we are going to face economic hardship because of the money that's been invested in the COVID-19 lockdown, and that's what most people are predicting, then we can expect to see an increase in suicide, and particularly male suicide. Now, that's not inevitable, but we need to take action now against that. And also, then you put the social isolation piece on top of that. It's well established that social isolation of any kind increases people's risk of suicide.
Clinical psychologist and director of mental health training at Movember, Dr. Zach Seidler, says there's still a long way to go to improve the state of men's mental health in Australia.
It's really good to know that many men realise the benefits of being checked in on, or the benefits of having emotional and meaningful conversations with their mates and the people in their lives. But the fact that over half of them said that no one had checked in on them in the past couple of months is really worrying, and says a lot about the fact that, as you know, men go through certain transitions in life, we know that their social contacts tend to fall away. And I think this pandemic may have done that, in that it threw a bit of a spanner in the works, and men's social connections tend to fall by the wayside when they're paying attention to some other things as well. And so we really want to pay attention and to promote the idea that your own well-being is really reliant upon you leaning on others and you, you know, sharing the load.
If you or someone you know needs help, call Life Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Men's Line Australia on 1300 789 978.
And that story was by Courtney Thomas.